Hi, this is Van Ligutom, and you're listening to the Lazy Photographer podcast, which talks about drone photography, travel, videography, and everything in between. So stay tuned for this episode of today. Hi, this is episode number 11, and this episode we will talk about drones, specifically the DJI Mavic Mini, which just got released last month. So stay tuned, I'm going to talk about this drone. So, you're interested in buying a drone, and you've researched it yourself. You found there are several drones out there, but I will tell you the DJI brand is really up there when it comes to drone. So I highly recommend you buy a drone from DJI. They're the top leading company that makes these drones, so that's why I'm focusing on this new drone that they have released, the DJI Mavic Mini. It's because it's the drone to go if you're a beginner. So if you're thinking of starting your first drone or try to learn how to fly a drone, this is a drone that you should buy because of these few things that I will be mentioning later. So stay tuned on that. And to those who already have a drone, I will also be telling you the pros and cons of this drone. Is it worth buying if you already own one? And if not, then we'll let you know about it. So the DJI Mavic Mini is the new edition of drones from the Mavic series of DJI, the top manufacturer of drones in the world. Now, the reason why this is special is that it's very small. It's the smallest so far that they've made without compromising the capabilities of this drone. So a few years back, their smallest drone was the DJI Spark, which was the one I bought. I had it, and it was always been a beginner drone. The reason why I bought it, I just really want to know and feel how drone flying is. And getting the Spark really, really taught me a lot in how to fly these drones. And it's really fun. It's good. It's very portable. It's light, and so on. I get to feel how the drones are being flown in the air and the technologies that they're in. Let's start with the price. So the DJI Spark was priced around $399 US by the time it was released. And now the DJI, after a year or two, the DJI Mavic Mini is also priced at the same amount. So it's $399 USD. So that's a big deal because 2 years has been a lot of time in terms of technology. So they've adopted new technology in this new Mini, Mavic Mini, from their Mavic series, and that's what's really special with this drone. I like that they've incorporated the design of the Mavic series, that when you fold it, it's even smaller than the Spark. Now, one thing to note, though, that when you unfold the propeller, it becomes larger in a bit, but this thing really weighs smaller than, I mean, lesser than the Spark. So the DJI Spark weighs around 300 grams, while this one is 249 grams only. Now, that is important in terms of FAA rules and regulations, because drones under 250 grams doesn't need to be registered, and it doesn't, you won't need to register it to be able to fly. So that's a big deal, especially like most of the countries now are banning drones, or at least ask you to register if you're using a drone more than 250 grams. So this one was intentionally created 249 grams by DJI. It's because of these regulations. So that's pretty much game changer. It's a big deal. If you're new to drone, if you really want to know how to fly a drone and curious about it, if you're not decided yet, if you really want to go full-time with drone, this is the best drone to fly to buy. Now the camera for this, for both the DJI Spark and the DJI Mavic Mini, are just the same. So there's not really much improvement on the photo side, but on the video, now it takes 400 megabytes per second bitrate compared to the 24 megabytes per second bitrate on the Spark. So it's a bit improvement, and it can take videos 2.7K 30 frames per second and 1080 60 frames per second compared to the DJI Spark, which can only take 1080 at 30 frames per second. So that's a slight upgrade on the video side, but on the photo they're just the same. It would still just be better overall in the camera. I think this is not a bad idea considering of the price. So in conclusion, the DJI Mavic Mini is really good for those people who are starting to fly a drone, or those who are curious on how to fly a drone. So this is really, really good. It's a good time to buy this drone. It's really cheap, because it's only $399 compared to the Spark. It's still the same price. But yeah, the thing here is that with the new technology, it's easier to fly, it's more stable, it's more, the design is much better, and the flight time is much longer. This is the drone to buy. I don't recommend buying a drone, buying a more expensive Mavic Air or Mavic Pro, because sometimes there, you wouldn't know if you would really like to fly the drone at all, and it's just a waste of money if you buy that expensive Mavic series. So this is a must buy if you really, really want to buy a drone. Now, if you own a DJI Spark like I do, I don't think it's good to buy the DJI Mavic Mini. It's just so little upgrade, and it would be more worth buying to buy the bigger ones if you're a DJI Spark owner. It's just because there's really no big difference, only the flight time and the video bitrate. I could just use my Spark for those things, and I have three batteries. I can stay a bit longer than what I used to. But yeah, so if you have a DJI Spark, don't consider buying this drone, my suggestion, in my own opinion, because it's not that much. So for me, I would be reconsidering of buying the Mavic Air probably, or the Mavic Pro. But even those just feels very much expensive, and it's now a bit bigger than the Spark. So I may not buy, but for the moment, I just enjoy the Spark that I have. So yeah, those are the conclusions that I can give you. If you really want to buy the DJI Mavic Mini, is it worth buying? It is worth buying if you didn't own a drone, or if this is your first time owning a drone. You will really love it, trust me. That's it for today. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. I will continue to create more informative episodes like this, so you'll get something out of your time and make it more meaningful. Thank you. Subscribe. Do comment. Send me a message if you want. And you could recommend or suggest what you would like to hear from me. Thank you. Have a great day.